Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Won't justify the means. And he told me at the end, it won't justify the dreams that I've had since a child. Maybe I'll throw in the towel. Make my heart.
The Roots dig deep for their first concept album. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today a sneak peek at the hip-hop band's upcoming release, Undone, courtesy of drummer Questlove. After that, stick around. Jazz guitarist John Scofield will join us to play live. Let me start by using a term straight out of an 80s action movie. Ultimate Weapon. It's the best way to describe the Philadelphia hip-hop group The Roots. They release their own albums, they work as a backing band for others, they produce records for soul icons like Al Green and more recently Betty Wright. And every night on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, they provide music and laughs and occasional controversy. More on that later. But after a long career, The Roots still haven't released a concept album. Well, until now. Amir Thompson is the drummer and band leader known as Questlove, and he joins me in the studio to talk about The Roots' upcoming record called Undone. Amir, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right.
So it's your 13th album with the band.
Technically 14th.
Okay.
It's weird because we did another collaborative record with soul singer Betty Wright. Last minute decision came out before Undone. It was supposed to come out in January, but
okay,
because of Grammy deadline, her label decided to release it before ours. So
let me rephrase and say, you've done a ton of records.
yeah, we've done a ton.
But never a concept album before. What's...
Well, our records have, you know, I think in the beginning, you know, the whole novelty or just the idea of trying to get used to a live band in hip-hop, you know, that took about 4 or 5 records to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next 5 records... have been more thematic as we got older because it, you know, it just wasn't making sense for a bunch of guys in their 30s to still talk about, you know, hanging out, having fun in the club and throw your hands in the air like you don't care. Which then led to our first post-Fallon album, which was How I Got Over, which was, you know, mostly it was a theme album, but it was a theme album of sort of like a crossroads or a midlife crisis record, if you will.
Mm.
It's like, well, you know, what decisions do I make in this life now that I'm 40? And, you know, we're the first post-civil rights generation. We're the first hip-hop generation. So, you know, you kind of have a bunch of questions and there's a lot of uncharted territory. With Undone...
But that's a great thing at your stage in your career to still have that uncharted territory.
Well, it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's definitely a learning curve. So I think that, I don't know, with this record, I felt more pressured for this album than with How I Got Over. Because I knew that with How I Got Over, we were going to be severely underestimated by our fan base and by observers, the blogosphere. You know, they thought, oh, these guys are a late night sketch comedy band now, so they're just going to phone it in from home. So that letdown and that sort of lowered expectation thing really worked in our favor because then, you know, according to our Metacritic score, it was one of our most realized albums. So now that we don't have that underestimation to fall back on, I felt the pressure that we really had to do something incredible. And we figured we'll tell a non-linear or a backwards linear story of Redford Stevens, a character that was murdered at 25, which is basically like a composite of about 6 or 7 friends and family members of ours from Philadelphia. And told this story backwards, you know.
So the album opens
with him dying
or maybe even dead and sort of looking back and
yeah.
The album is basically kind
Well, Tariq, the lead rapper would like to think that you're kind of seeing his life flash before his eyes.
Yeah.
Whereas I like to see it as his last 24 hours. And it's sort of ambiguous enough for it to be interpreted either way. It could be a 24-hour period, or it could be a lifetime.
Well, you do get the sense, for a short record, I mean, it's just under 40 minutes in length, but you do get a sense of having spent a fair amount of time in young Redford Stevens' company by the end of the album.
Yeah.
A lot of it is very, you know, it's kind of unflinching look at the drug trade, how kids get sucked into it, can't get out of it.
Right.
There is a kind of moment of respite, though, in this song called Cool On.
Right. Well, Cool On is, I mean, in my 24-hour vision of it, I would imagine that Cool On would have been a moment in which he puts his guard down and is at a club or partying. We didn't want to be total downers about it. And, you know, the way we were creating the record, once we decided to go backwards, then I was like, okay, well, we got to have a light moment. Like, there has to be a moment of conflict and a moment of denial, death, and resolution. But we kind of need just a, you know, mm-hmm. We got to humanize him a little bit. So, you know, like, does he like broccoli? You know, does he watch sports? What does he do when he relaxes? So, I mean, Cool On was actually, you know, that was him just having a relaxing moment in a nightclub atmosphere. But still keeping one eye, sort of like a peripheral view of
the goings on around
yeah.
him. Yeah. We're speaking with Amir Thompson, a.k.a. Questlove from The Roots. This
yeah.
is from their forthcoming album called Undone.
A beautiful mind and a flow that never ends. Stars are made to shine. I'm never sleeping like I'm on methamphetamines. Move like my enemy, 10 steps ahead of me. Say my reputation precede me like a pedigree. Gentlemanly gangsters, these beyond the 70s. Holding fast money without running out of patience. Moving silence without running up in places. Cake by the layers, rich but never famous. Hustle anonymous, still remain nameless in hindsight. Gold coming bars like a Klondike. The minute before the storm hit is what I'm calm like. Suited and booted for a shooting like it's prime night. It's suicide. Side, right? Pursuers tried like to no avail, and the heroes what they died like. I got them waiting on the news like I'm crying kite. Not in the limelight or needed for crime, right? No boats, just bodied in chalk close to the line sight.
That is The Roots. The album is called Undone, and it follows the life of a fictional character from death backwards through parts of his life. This song called Cool On, a little bit of a reprieve from the daily and nightly life that this drug-dealing young man has led. It is the topic of the album by The Roots called Undone, which comes out next Tuesday, December 6th. We're speaking with Questlove, drummer and leader of the band The Roots. I'm saying undone. I mean, people will think it's U-N-D-O-N-E. It's U-N-D-U-N.
Yeah, we kind of took the idea from two sources. Obviously, the Guess Who had a song called Undone.
Spelled that way.
Yeah, spelled exactly that way. And, you know, the lyric, you know, the narrative of it was like, you know, she's coming undone and sort of like unraveling and unraveling. So that's what the idea of where we were going to go with the narrative was. And then the second inspiration was behind one of my favorite composers, Soof John Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
He released an album called Michigan, and there was an instrumental in there called Redford, of which we decided to name our character after him. And then eventually, you know, he contributed to
the... He's on the record, yeah.
Yeah, he contributed to the last movement. We wanted to... I've been doing some experiments in Philadelphia.
With classical music.
I did a performance in Philadelphia at our own Kimmel Center, which I guess is like your
Carnegie Hall. Or,
yeah, exactly, yeah, your Carnegie yeah. Hall, and
well, it's your Carnegie Hall too.
Well, yeah, but you know, like Carnegie Hall is, you know, you get there by practice. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
In Philadelphia, you just get there by bus. And, let it go for another 30 years, and then practice can get
okay.
you to the Kimmel Center. But yeah, we were doing like sort of impressionist music period from France, like the early 1900s, mm-hmm. Satie, Stravinsky, and doing those experiments. So I wanted to sort of bring a little bit of that to this record. So the closing of the record, which is, I guess, the beginning of his day or the beginning of his life, is based on Suf John Stevens' Michigan.
So the piece Redford gives you the character's first name, and then his last name is Stevens, a reference to Sufjan Stevens?
You know what? It... yeah, you can sort of say that.
Okay.
He was part inspiration.
Well, he actually is playing the piano, and this is the piece called Redford as it appears on the forthcoming album by The Roots. Is also music from The Roots' forthcoming record, Undone. It appears towards the end of the album, Redford, originally a song or an instrumental piece by Sufjan Stevens, whom you hear playing the piano here. And then we're speaking with Amir Thompson, a.k.a. Questlove, drummer, and it's your arrangement, right, that we're hearing here with the chorus and the very muted...
Yeah, we extended it 5 minutes and then turned it into a nightmare and then... and then got out of the nightmare, sort mm-hmm. of.
Now, this album, you said before that How It Got Over was your first post-Fallon record.
Right. How I Got Over was our first post-Fallon record.
But, you know, being the nightly band there, I mean, it gives you guys a kind of a structure, I guess, to your day. Does it also somehow free you up to have taken on a big project like this new album?
Correctamundo. And that's the difference. Before Fallon, we created music. I mean, in the beginning, you know, we were unified front and we didn't have that many gigs. You know, we weren't the 200 gig a night, gig a year band that we were in the first few years. So we practiced as a band. You know, and then we started making music Abbey Road style, mm-hmm. which was like, you know, here are my ideas and you do that and you do that and you do that and... You know, it really wasn't collaborative like that. And then once we got in the structure of 30 Rock, it really forced us to, I guess in some sort of Gladwellian way, to practice for 10,000 hours and really perfect our craft. So we're always creating music. I mean, whether it's used on the show or not, we're just constantly creating music.
And I mentioned before the album's not even 40 minutes long. I mean, brevity becomes real. I mean, you got to be concise when you're on TV.
That was the biggest challenge of all, because it's most of our albums, you know, even though they're critically acclaimed, you know, these are 78, 79 minute records. It tests your patience. I wanted to use every last second of it and do a sprawling creative thing. It's really hard to make that same kind of impact in half the time. Mm. And I'm really bad with getting to the point. Like, I got to do the scenic route thing.
Well, now, you got to the point when Maria Bachmann was on the show, on the Jimmy Fallon show. Michelle Bachmann, sorry. Maria Bachmann, very fine violinist. Michelle Bachmann, very different person.
Right.
I don't know how many people would have known the song that you chose to play her in with.
Right.
Called Lion Ass Bitch by the band Fishbone. I'm sure it would have been funny to, like, 20 people watching.
Yeah.
How did it become this big controversy?
You know, the Twitterverse, you know, it just starts with one person and then sort of spreads. So you know, that's a nightmare I definitely want to put behind me. So, you know.
Well, I mean, one of the fun things about the band on the show has been, you know, you do often come up with these clever, obscure references as intro music. Are you going to maybe think twice about what you pick next time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it definitely caused a lot more trouble than, you know, than what it was worth.
Yeah. So. We're speaking with Amir Thompson, a.k.a. Questlove, drummer, leader of the band The Roots. You can watch them every night on Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. But they are performing tonight and Tuesday night at the Highline Ballroom. The new album called Undone comes out on Tuesday. And here's a little bit more from the record from The Roots called Undone.
Justify the dreams that I've had since a child. Maybe I'll throw in the towel, make my
tonight is the night that you make me a woman. You said you could.
Yeah, baby. It's the quiet storm. On Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. More now with Amir Thompson, better known as drummer and bandleader Questlove from The Roots. We've been talking about the band, their new concept album called Undone, comes out next week. But the band has also been working with this singer, Betty Wright, who released some smoky slow jams like this one during the so-called quiet storm days of the 70s. And Amir, you've been working with Betty Wright lately.
Yeah, we produced a record. It's entitled The Movie. I'll say that because of, I guess, my hectic schedule, it's really hard for me to just concentrate on one area. But I definitely knew that every time I went to the Grammys, I was really frustrated by, you know, as a hip-hop artist and a record collector, you know, it kind of pained me to see, like, some of my favorite artists that I grew up listening to in the 70s and sampling. You know, that the only way that they felt that they could get on stage, you know, was to do like the obligatory Gershwin cover album or jazz standards thing. Or, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Or the Santana route, like, I'll put a whole bunch of contemporary people on it, then I'm going to get on that stage. and I kind of wanted to, I figured, like, okay, if I don't produce, besides The Roots, any other rap artist, then I'd rather make a whole bunch of source material for the next generation to want to sample if they so see fit. And so it started with Al Green,
right,
in 2008, got him on stage. Then well, John Legend, we made a soulful record, mm-hmm, together. And then I did Booker T last year, and now this year it's Betty Wright.
So this was it was supposed to be Betty Wright's record you were going to be producing, and that was basically it. But it became,
right,
something more than that.
Well, yeah, it just became a, you know, because, I mean, we're essentially, you know, her rhythm section.
Mm-hmm.
So we just felt it had a better angle to it. And, you know, I'm kind of dismayed that the Grammys have taken away at least six categories that I've been easily shoo-in for. So we'll see how that goes down now that they've taken all these categories away. But I'd say that this is definitely like her finest moment in 20 years.
It's Betty Wright and The Roots with old songs from the album Betty Wright The Movie.
Stevie, play the music, then you'll know why.
Old songs, Betty Wright and the Roots from the album Betty Wright the Movie, 2011 release. Once again, I'm Ear Thompson, Questlove from the Roots with me on Soundcheck. I got a kick out of hearing 8-track tapes being referred to there, and then you're telling me you still collect these things.
Whenever there's a, if there's ever an idea for a celebrity hoarder episode, I assure you that I will be the first contestant on such a show. Like, I collect old board games, old 8-tracks, you know, old action figures, dolls, and like, you know, I'm a kid still.
So if the time comes when you don't show up there at 30 Rock at Showtime, will it be because you can't get out of your own apartment?
Right now, my studio in 30 Rock is very impossible to get out of because I won't throw anything away. So you can imagine, like, all the books and all the movies and stuff that's sent to me. It's hard to even get inside of my personal dressing room right now. Like, it's chaos.
Well, and yet somehow you find the time to play, you know, the Fallon show every night with the band, to produce people like Betty Wright and Reverend Al Green and all the rest, and to not only eat food, but to kind of curate food. Tell me what this Questlove Eats in Concert, A Night of Food and Music is.
Funny play on words. When I saw it, I was like, great, people are going to pay all this money to sit and watch me eat, right? No,
in this corner, Questlove. In that corner, 500 hot dogs.
Right, exactly. No, what it is you know, I don't know. When I just turned 40, and I decided I'm really just going to make all of my dreams come true now that I had the resources to do so. And an idea I used to joke about a lot was, like, you know, having toured the States, and especially in Portland, in parts of California, like, they've made food trucks a work of art. Mm. Like, way past the whole New York street meat vision. Like, it's a work of art in the West Coast. And, you know, I would do these DJ gigs, and at the end of my DJ gigs, you know, these really great, you know, forget going to the diner. Like, I'm waiting in line with everyone else for, you know, empanadas or whatever, or like, Mexican corn. And so I always wanted my own brand of food trucks that serve sort of comfort soul food.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I told it to someone within earshot, and they're like, well, why don't we make it happen? What's stopping you? So it's starting there. Like, obviously, the first angle to pull people are drumsticks. So
chicken, turkey?
For now, chicken, and, you know, I'm keeping vegetarians in mind as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, once we expand, it'll get bigger. So we're just pretty much trying to light up the blogosphere and sort of food critics to take us seriously. And I'm going to take over the Blue Note, their menu, and actually have a little performance there with Bobby McFerrin, Rozelle the Godfather, Noise, Jeff Bradshaw's Brass Heaven, a New Orleans style brass band from Philadelphia. And this is, you know, a night of good food and good music.
This is Monday night.
Yes.
December 5th, before the album comes out and before the next show at the Highline Ballroom.
Yes.
So it's Southern food, and then the press release sort of, it is a little confusing. It suggests that Korean food might somehow be involved, and that you might actually be available for catering afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, the idea of the food truck was that some friends of mine and I were going to do Korean fried chicken wings, sort of like
the bulgogi
mama
kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And you know, when I guess when that sort of fell apart, then I mentioned it to a few people on the East Coast, and they were like, well, why don't we make it happen for real? And that's where it started. So we did a whole bunch of testings and blind testings, and you know, it took us about a year to develop it. Mm-hmm. And we've done many, festivals, and we've gotten high marks.
So you've catered them?
I mean, not catered as in, welcome to my, but we've, when you enter food competitions, for instance, like in Philadelphia, there's something called Feastival, which is really like, you know, where all the restaurateurs and the chefs, like they put out their best feasts and judges. It's sort of like a dog show
for food.
Yeah. We won that. And we were like the sleeper hit. And,
whoa,
you know, a lot
really?
Of people's response was like, yeah, huh? Like, who knew?
All right. Yeah, so Questlove Eats is Monday night at the Blue Note. And how do these things, how does word get spread? Well, very often through Twitter. Have you been tweeting the whole time that we've been talking?
I tweeted once just to let people know that it's hard to make sense talking and then, you know. And tweeting. But, I tweeted a few times.
you just tweeted people that I asked you whether you were tweeting, didn't
I'm
you?
I'm about to press in about 2 seconds.
Okay. we're speaking with Amir Thompson, a.k.a. Questlove from The Roots. The new album is called Undone, and it comes out on Tuesday. The band is playing tonight and Tuesday night at the Highline Ballroom here in New York. And, Amir, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate
for being
it,
with
John.
Us.
Thank you very much.
A little bit more from The Roots and the album Undone.
Deceit, a face in a glass, unable to admit defeat. All that I am, all that I was is history. The past unravel, adding insult to this injury. I'm fighting the battle for the soul of the century. Destiny is everything that I pretend to be. Look.